Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Let's pray. Bow down your heads with me as we pray tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, O God. Father, we declare you tonight as God. We exalt you tonight. But bless your name, O God. Thank you for bringing us together again. We pray that, Lord, you will continue with the faith and the works, teaching a message you've been teaching us and talking to us about. I know that at the end of this series, even before the series ends, we will be doing things that will prove our faith. Thank you for everyone who's here tonight. Let us not leave your presence the same, O God, as we have come. In Jesus' name, and somebody said, amen. Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord, and you may please be seated. Hallelujah. That was a nice dance from BV, isn't it? Very wonderful dance. I'm trying something. Wow, is that Joel? Is that Joel? That's a Joel guy? Ah, okay. Wow. Joel Joseph. I see. He's Miss Bible School. James chapter 2. James, this church, when you come, it's Bible school we talk about. If you don't want to hear about Bible school, then you go to St. Pius or Transfiguration. At least you see Granger now and then. James chapter 2, if you brought your Bibles. James chapter 2 and verse 14. New Living Translation, please. Thank you very much. James chapter 2 and verse 14, the Bible says that, dear brothers and sisters, are we brothers and sisters? Yes. Okay, dear brothers and sisters, what is the use of saying you have faith if you don't prove it by your actions? That kind of faith cannot save anyone. That kind of faith cannot save anyone. We are talking about, and we're dealing with faith and actions, or faith and works. And according to the Bible, once you have faith, it has to come with actions. Once there is faith, anywhere you see faith, you must see action. Just as anywhere you see life, there must be some movement or activity. I mean, many women get excited when their babies begin to kick in their wombs. Yes, and when they get so... And then a few years later, you disgusting. But the sign of life, it's movement, activity, action. So God is trying to fix a problem with us. You see, many a times when you come to church, you think that the message is for somebody else, but it's for you. God is trying to get your attention that you have been saying you believe in God, but you have not been proving it by your actions. Sometimes your actions must be to the extent that you are even endangering your life. Yeah. These days we do not act because of our faith. So God is trying to bring us back to the place where we act on our faith. If you have faith, prove it with your actions. So you want to ask yourself, what activity am I involved in to show that I have faith? Now, if you come here on a Tuesday evening, at least we can give you one mark. At least you're showing that you have faith. If you go to church on a Sunday, okay, we'll give you another mark. That's at least 2/200. I mean, we're starting from 200 or 2/200. Well, if you bring people to church, you invite people to church, let's say we'll give you another 5 marks for that. And then if you are active in church, we'll give you another 3 marks for that. Your actions proves that you have faith. Yeah. Some people, they talk, but it's only talking. God wants us to move away from just talking and telling people and holding Bibles and do all kinds of things for as if you are a Christian and you're a believer, but you don't have faith. Are you with me? So we're saying that if you have faith, you can see it. Faith is very, very visible. Because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things we cannot see. So faith is that which gives us the evidence of things we cannot see. And therefore, faith is visible. Faith gives us something to think about. So if you are not doing anything to prove your faith, then your faith is dead. The Bible says your faith is useless and your faith is dead. So first sign of faith is that faith is what? It's visible. Is that not what we learned? Right. What's the second sign of faith? Faith solves problems or problems. You have a problem, faith can solve it. Many people have problems, yet they go somewhere else for solutions. When faith can solve all your problems. Mrs. Hubert Enrico Gittens. Faith can solve all your problems. Oh, we had a wedding this morning. We had a wedding right here this morning. Cry. Yeah. Cry. Yeah. So your wedding can also be like that, very quiet. Yeah. It's cheaper. Because a bag of cement is $2,000. So think about it. You want to put cement bags in people's stomach? Or you want to put it on your lot to build a house? You decide. Yeah. What's the second sign of faith? Faith. The third. Faith is a seeker. Isn't it? We see in the Bible that people who had faith went looking for miracles, looking for solutions to their problems. Faith goes looking for something. If you don't have faith, you never seek. Seekers have faith. People who go seeking, they have faith. You know, when the Bible speaks about Jesus when he was born, the Bible says that the wise men from the east saw a star and they followed the star. They were seeking, they had faith. So they went around looking for what the star was really trying to tell them about. They went to seek. I mean, many people, it's like the Bible says that in the days of Elijah, there were many widows in Sarepta. In the days of Mary, there were many virgins in Jerusalem. There were many lepers in the days of Naaman the Syrian. But it took somebody who is seeking, is a seeker, to find or to be made known by the actions of what is actually pushing him to seek. Yeah. And once you're seeking, animals begin to work in you, you will be able to achieve something. Because faith is that which pushes you to go and look out for something. Those without faith, they just sit on their bottoms. Inactive, don't do anything. Waiting for everything, you just work together for their good. Things don't work together for your good. The Bible said that if you don't apply faith, it means that there's no use to your faith. So faith must seek. I said faith must seek. You must seek things. It's very fantastic when people go into the bush. What did they go and look for? Ah. And most of the time, they come back with gold, sporting. Yeah. Those who have dredges, they go with nothing. They go with equipment and they dig the earth and they wash the sand looking for some small something that God has placed in the earth. They seek and they find. Their belief in the fact that this place contains a mineral is what makes them find it. They have faith that they will find gold. And they find gold. People find a lot of gold. So those who go to the bush, they have faith. Yeah. They are seekers. Are you a seeker? What have you been seeking? We want everything to come to us. Number four. Faith moves obstacles. Have you smelled some obstacles in your life lately? Have you been seeing some obstacles in your life lately? It takes faith to remove the obstacles. The Bible said if you have faith, like a mustard seed, you can speak to this mountain to move from here yonder, and it shall be done just as you say. Faith removes obstacles. If you don't have faith, that's when you quarrel. You make a lot of noise. Anything that comes between you and your happiness, comes between you and your prosperity, comes between you and your promotion, whatever comes between you and something that must come to you, faith will remove it. If you don't have faith, then you sit down and then you cry. You get frustrated. You get depressed. Because you see, like I said when we started this series, I said faith is like a gun. All you need to do is just use it. Many of us have guns which we don't use. Why don't you take advantage of the amnesty that they have offered? And just take your gun, just give it to Kemraj. Yeah, I can give, I'll find a representative for you who will deal with the government. You give the person your gun and he'll go and give it to them. Because many people are not using their guns. Some people have wild guns and grenades. Somebody was asking me along the way, the person was asking, oh, why is it that I don't have faith or I don't believe? It's like the person was trying to make it sound as if I have faith and they don't have faith. I said, you have, you just don't want to use it. You have chosen not to use it because you are looking at the problem, you are looking at the obstacle more than you are looking at what you have to be able to remove the obstacle. You depends on what you want to see. Peter was in the boat. He saw the sea. Jesus was walking on the water. He was coming. Peter chose to believe what Jesus is saying, to walk on the water. He could have looked at anything around. And in fact, the moment he started looking at what was around, that's when he began to go down. Yeah. So you can choose to. And many of us, the reason why we struggle is we choose to look at the wrong things. We tend to be affected more by the problem rather than the solution. It's the same thing that happens if you see some of these stupid guys when they meet you in the night and they stick you with a gun or something like that. You should slap one of them one day. I tell you, yeah. Is it because you just break down in front of them? If you were to see them during the daytime, I'm sure you'll fight them. Yeah. You get so panicked. You get so afraid. I said, please take it. Please take it. We will die right here. Me and you will die right here. What do you mean? Nonsense. I should give you my phone. Do you know how much I bought my phone for? He said, but no, that's not how we behave. And they come and say, oh, by the grace of God, it's so good. Some thieves came to my house, but by the grace of God, they left me alive. Cha. Yeah. Where is the faith? You see, they are coming with a physical gun, but you have a gun that is not physical. Give me 2 Corinthians. Let me show you some scripture. 2 Corinthians. Let me show you something there. Ah. My, oh my. It is what you choose to believe, what you choose to allow to overwhelm or overcome you. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Yeah. Is it chapter 10 or chapter 6? One of them. Chapter 10? Yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Are you there? Okay. Now I, Paul, I am teaching you about what you have. Whether you have 1 liter of it or 2 gallons of it, it doesn't matter. The Bible says a little bit of it, it's like poison. If you have cyanide, you only need to just a little bit, you're gone. If you like, try it, let's see. Now I, Paul, plead with you. I plead with the gentleness and kindness that Christ himself would use. Even though some of you say I am bold in my letters, but timid in person. I hope it wouldn't be necessary, but when I come, I may have to be very bold with those who think we act from purely human motives. We are human, but we don't wage war with human plans and methods. You don't believe this. You don't even know about it. You see, when you go to Holland, you get to the airport, Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam. You see the immigration. You call it the marechaussee. The belt they have around your waist alone, you'll be afraid. The British, they are saying they're going to help us reform our police. I hope they give us belts that are scary. There are things, every marechaussee police, they have a handcuff. Well, how many of the police walk around on the street with a handcuff? We don't even have some. There's this rubber thing they tie around your hand, do we have handcuffs? We have some. It's not enough. The belt, the things they have in your belt, they have a torch, they have a gun, they have a spray, they have a baton. If they take the belt alone off, all your fears will go. Fully equipped. We are human. We are Christians and we are human. But we do not fight with human plans and methods. So like what I'm saying, you meet a bandit. You see, you and I, Christians, are the ones who have made these people become very strong in the system. Because you have not believed God so much to the extent that a gun will not fire if it is pointed at you. You don't believe it. Don't kill me. Mistake it. You come and share testimony that God delivered you. God did not deliver you. You delivered yourself. Yeah. Daniel used to pray 3 times a day. Then some people, enemies plotted against him. And they made the king sign a decree that anybody who will pray to any other god apart from the idols they serve in Babylon will be arrested and be thrown in the lion's den. So the decree or the announcement was made. Nobody should pray to any other god. Daniel got to know, because he was a prime minister, so he knew about the announcement. Yet, he went on, as you normally do, open his windows and pray towards Jerusalem. He was arrested. He knew where he was going. It wasn't like a surprise for Daniel to realize, where are you taking me? Daniel knew In fact, he knew when he went on his knees to pray that these people would take him and they would put him in the lion's den. These boys who walk around, are they scarier than a lion? When you see a lion, you run. A lion has a big head and a very small waist. Big! Yeah. The king of the forest. And it wasn't one, it wasn't two, it wasn't three, it was a few of them. Can you imagine Daniel being thrown into the lion's den? If it was you and I would say, please. Please don't throw me into the lion's den. Daniel said, "Kya, and so what?" And the lions were hungry. So the Bible says that we are human. Okay, we are human. But we don't fight with human plans and methods. Verse 4. He said, we use God's mighty weapons, not mere worldly weapons, to knock down the devil's strongholds. Can you believe that we come against the strongholds of the devil without something physical? You see, the prophecy you believe is the prophecy that will work for you. Yeah. Give me King James. I like the King James. You may not understand, but me, I like King James. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So the weapons that we fight with are not these guns that people pull, but it is still mighty. Now, if you really have faith in God, you can walk in the night and you will not fear anything. I have said it several times in this church. Even if they say, give me your phone, you take your phone.
All right.
And said, you see, we shake. We tremble. We panic. And we forget that we are even Christians. If only you will walk confidently as a Christian in the night, singing and praying as you go along. Let some idiot come and stand in front of you with what, 2x4 or 7x8, and say, give me your bag. And then you say, my bag? Shaita, 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 shaita. Yeah. He said, you want my bag? All right, hold on. Shaita, 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 shaita. And I ask you, you really want my bag? Shatayaba, shatayaba, shatayaba. And I ask you, you really want my bag? I can give you my purse too, you know. Shaita, shaita, shaita. We'll see whether you collect the bag or not. I promise you that them young boys say, you know what? Man, let me go. Let me go along. Let me go along. Let me go along. We got the wrong guy. That's why the Bible says that fear is of the devil. Because it is fear that makes us even forget that we are Christians. Your mother will tell you, why you stay so long? What? So long for what? Say, mommy, me frightened, you know. The person who is coming, I have something with me. That is stronger than what they have. That's what the Bible tells me. It is mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Go on. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. One day, an elderly woman, you know how sometimes our mothers and our grandmothers, they like going to church a lot. Some of the grandmothers, they don't play with their church at all. So this older woman used to go for early morning prayer in a particular village. Every early morning she would go. Every time she would go. One morning, as she was going, it wasn't bright as yet. She was going, and then she met these two guys who planned to rob her of whatever she had. as they were trying to rob her, then they say, okay, all right, you know what? You're lucky. You gala, you're lucky because of the guy who is behind you. You see, you don't believe that you don't walk alone. You don't believe that. You don't believe that. You don't. That's why things always go against you. If you believe. That there's a presence with you. Then yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For thou art with me. Pastor Keith. Shaita, shaita, shaita. Don't forget the shaita, shaita, shaita. I'm telling you. Yeah. Let them come into your house and tell them, you know what? Please, whatever you want, you can get. But just hold on. And they say, shut your mouth. They say, oh, I will shut my mouth just now. You don't worry. And they say, plop, tap, 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 tap. I said, what are you doing? I said, no, you, I said, you just carry on. You carry on. I'm calling angels. I'm calling backup that you don't know about. If you have faith, show it by your actions. Show it by your actions. Show it by your actions. Don't forget shaita, shaita, shaita. If you didn't hear anything tonight, don't forget shaita, 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 shaita. Don't be a chicken. I said, don't be a chicken. You see, the Bible said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? But we are afraid all the time. We want to go home early. We are so afraid. The Bible said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. The salvation means that the Lord is the one who comes to save me. Because the Lord is there to save me, who will I fear? When there's a Lord around to save me, who shall I fear? Psalm 27. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Of whom? Tell me whom. Boys from Warlock? East Ramveld? East La Penitence? Not East? Our boy style? Shaita, shaita, shaita. No, we got to prove God, you know. Otherwise, our church coming and going is useless. Because we come to church and then when we are out there, then they rob us. They make a fool of our faith. They make our God look like a joke. That's why Elijah said, if you have a God, pray to that God. Let him send fire. There was no fire. Elijah said, okay, let me pray to my God. It was not a joke. It was not a joke. You see, people who proved God were people who had faith. Oh, it wasn't only because they were walking around and said they were men of God. They practically proved God to the uncircumcised people. What are we doing? What are we proving? What are we proving to people? What are we? We are living our lives. If we want... We want things that doesn't make sense. What are we proving to people? Show me your faith. Show me your works. Think about it. Action. Turn to somebody and tell them, shaita, shaita, shaita. Yeah. Faith makes things happen. Matthew 21, 21. Faith makes things happen. Yeah. Make things happen. Yeah. Some of you, especially those who live outside Georgetown, your communities and the environments you live in, people make you feel like nothing. They make you live a very mediocre, a life like you can't become anything. There's no much possibility. In fact, the only possibility is that if you get through with a visit to America, then they think something good is happening. But to live in BV or live in Sophia and become somebody, there's no hope. That's what I tell you. Faith. That's what? What did I say? Faith make things happen. Elijah, who brought the widow's son back to life. You see, these people, they it's so amazing. The man comes into the woman's house, the woman's son is dead. Yeah. It's dead, though. The woman's son is dead. Yeah. You and I, what would you do? Oh, let me call Chapel Street. Let me call Sandy's. Because once there's a situation, the first thing you will think about is what will actually overpower you. Did you get it?
Yes.
Should I say it again?
Yes.
All right. I won't charge you for this one. When you find yourself in any situation, the first thing that comes to you that overpowers you is what will determine your actions and your victory or not. So you are confronted with the situation and then you become afraid. That's it. Finished. You are overpowered by fear, and the result is that you are begging. A child of God who is supposed to have, you see, what a mighty God we serve, but you come into a situation and there is no proof of the mighty God and the type of songs you sing when you come to church on a Sunday morning. But when you are confronted with a situation and then you remember that by the grace of God, or yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow, I shall not fear. That is what will move you to react. We are afraid of guns. But a gun can cease to fire. I said you can point a gun at somebody who has faith, and the gun won't fire. I tell you. You don't believe it? You don't believe it? All we know is that gun fires. Once they pull it, you frighten, you go dead. The moment you frighten, you go dead, then it's finished. You finish. And they just take your thing and they go. So faith, finally, what's the last point? Makes things happen. Matthew chapter 21 and verse 21. Jesus has said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this. It means that if you have faith, things will be done. Things will happen. You see, sometimes I feel and I believe that we make God cry. I tell you. When we make God feel like he can't do anything for us, you know, Satan works with fear, you know. And when there's darkness, there's always fear. Jesus said, if you have faith, you can do something. If you have faith, you can do something. If you have faith, you can do something. You can make things happen. Do you want things to happen? Do you want to see things happening in your life? Pull your faith virtue. Ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, But also, if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Faith makes things happen. We look through the Bible, faith made things happen. Anybody who exercised faith, things happened for them. The woman who exercised faith to come to Jesus, something happened for her. The blind man, blind Bartimaeus, who was by the roadside, who shouted to Jesus to get Jesus' attention, something happened for him. And it will be the same thing for you. If you will cause faith will make things happen for you. You see, so those Bible school students who don't even want to go out and ask anybody for donation, nothing will happen for you. I tell you. Yeah. You have not even started with faith. You don't have anything at all. Ah. Faith. We say we want to do a barbecue. Why not? We say we want to raise an amount of money. Why not? We have faith. We will do it. I said we will do it. Cry. You see, because it's better you move than to stay in the place where you are. Yeah. It's better to move and move forward and take some steps than to be where you are. Because where you are, the situation you are in, is not profitable anyway. So why do you want to stay where you are? Why don't you want to try some steps and go further and see what is there waiting for you? Faith will make things happen. And things need to happen in our lives. Our lives are filled with vacuums and emptiness. Things need to be placed in our lives. Show me your works and I'll show you your faith. Things need to happen in our lives, though. Yeah, things must happen. Coffee, things must happen in your life. And they are not happening because it's not because of God, because of you. Anthony, it's because of you. You are not using faith. You've pocketed your faith. You're looking at other things. That's why the Bible says, show me your faith and I'll show you what your faith is able to do. I pray that Lighthouse Chapel International, we will stand and prove God by our faith in every sphere of our lives. Whether it is danger, whether it is provision, whether it is any need, whatever the situation might be, I pray that your faith will be put into use. That things impossible will happen. Stand to your feet. Somebody put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. I like the song, Nothing Impossible. Mary, Angel Gabriel came to Mary. Angel Gabriel. Angel. Do you know Angel Gabriel? Alexis, do you know Angel Gabriel? You don't know him. Oh, he lives around my place. You don't know him? He comes to church all the time. Oh, this place, he comes here all the time. Have you not seen him before? Oh, girl, you got to buy some spectacles or something. Angel Gabriel, the head of the messenger angels, the Archangel Gabriel, was sent to Mary. Tell Mary she become pregnant without having anything with a man. Mary was disrespectful, you know, because to see this nice white winged creature, he's not from around here. He's not from your hometown. He's telling you something. Now, Castello, if an alien appears to you, from Mars, right? And the alien tells you something. If you look at the alien, you must believe it. Now, if a normal person comes to you and tells you something that is a little too much, you say, man, rest yourself, being believed though. But if you see a supernatural being coming to you and tell you that you will be pregnant without having any intercourse, and they say, how can that be? You are disrespectful. Because he said, I am Gabriel. And he said, for with God, nothing is impossible. Father, tonight, we thank you for faith. Faith has come because your word says it. That faith only comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Thank you for faith. Thank you for that element, that virtue that moves mountains. Thank you for that which makes things appear as if they do not exist, oh God. The things that do not exist, we have caused them. You have given us that which makes those things appear. I thank you for boldness. I thank you for boldness. I thank you for boldness that has come because of faith. We are not afraid anymore. We are not afraid anymore. We are not afraid anymore. Because the Lord God Almighty is on our side. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. And we give you praise. Thank you for speaking to us tonight. In Jesus' name.
You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.